Well, you had hit me up on, I think, through email about a week and a half ago. And I said, well, hey, we can certainly do a news story on it, but let's start with Party Line as we have a captive audience and time to sit down and actually talk about what you have put together. First off, I guess, tell us what got you motivated to do this project.
Well, I've always been interested in genealogy and local history. And after I retired from my job as an educator, I worked part-time in the local history department at the library and got to know the resources that they have. I was a staff member at an old school and here in Frankfort, Kiger, and I loved those type of stories. Mm-hmm. And there were 5 high schools that were closed to form Clinton Central, four that were closed to form Clinton Prairie. So after getting to know the resources at the library, I decided I want to make rosters of every graduating class of those high schools that were closed. So that's how it started.
Wow. How long ago was that?
It was probably about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
Probably a little longer than that.
Wow, okay. Well, this really came together quick then.
Well, like I said, I got to know the resources.
Right, right.
And I still live in the community. I knew people that could help me. Mm-hmm. And so I started, and I was fortunate enough, I got all the rosters.
That's awesome.
But then the project took on a life of its own because then I got other ideas,
right,
too.
Right, right, yeah. Well, with you putting this together in just a couple months, I was always amazed at the resources we do have at the Frankfort Community mm-hmm. Public Library for being a community our size.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize that first and foremost.
That's
so
right.
So we certainly encourage people to check that out. So give us how many sections or chapters do you have and what do those talk about?
Each of the 9 schools has a section, and of course I have a little bit of history about the consolidations and also some maps of where the schools were located in the county. I in each section, my parents went to Michigan Town, so I'll start with that section. It has a picture of the school. It has the rosters of the schools, and then I also organized an index, because when I was doing the rosters in Clinton County, which was primarily a farm community, mm-hmm. you see the same thing, names, generation mm-hmm. after generation. And I thought mm-hmm. that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I also wanted the mascot, the colors, and the words to the school songs. So each school has that. Now, then I got this brilliant idea. My husband didn't think it was so brilliant, but I did. And I wanted to make a CD with the recordings of the school songs.
Wow.
And that was challenging.
Yeah. Did you have to have someone sing them?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because you wouldn't have had a recording from back then, yeah.
And there's no one in our family that's a singer,
okay.
So I had to go elsewhere. And so I put out sort of a little a message on the email of my class from Clinton Central, and I know more about school songs now than anyone in this county. The most challenging part, though, was that 8 of the 9, their school songs were to college victory songs.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So they're recognizable, probably, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Except for Kirkland. Kirkland had an original tune.
Oh, wow.
Now, is there any music to that original tune? No one knows.
Right.
That survived. So one day I had 3, and remember, Kirkland graduated its last class in 1959.
Okay.
I had 3 former Kirkland cheerleaders stop by my house, sing the Kirkland school song.
Oh, wow.
So I could record it then and at least get the tune. And so then I had to find someone to sing them. And I worked with Mr. Jackson, the choral director at Clinton Central, and he had his choirs sing the songs.
That's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it really did turn out nicely.
Oh, he also need to play some of that here on Wilo.
Well,
maybe one morning
during you're
Party
welcome
Line here.
To.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk.
And the ladies from the Civic Theater then a friend of mine organized a little group, and they sang the prairie songs.
Okay.
And a little interesting thing that came out of this was that the Clinton Central Choirs got really interested in these old schools. And he asked me one day to come in and talk about those old schools. So that was fun to see their interest.
Yeah. And especially from the younger kids. Yeah.
So I felt very old because I remember when Clinton Central was being built, and I also started Michigan Town when it was still a high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun, too.
That sounds fun. Again, I'm amazed that you were able to put this together in a couple months. That's, I guess, when you have time after retirement.
You are right.
Plus, like you said, you knew how to use the resources at the library.
That was a very valuable thing.
So the book comes with the CD then?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, and this is something that I know for as long as I have known you. I've known you for years with our kids going to school and everything together and stuff. And you went to school with my brother, so, you know, we all grew up in the same community. You grew up across the road from me, actually. So
Melissa, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, literally across the road.
Your dad graduated from Mulberry?
Yes, Dad graduated from Mulberry.
Okay, a lot of Garrisons, because I saw that name.
Oh, yeah, there were 14 kids in that family, so yeah. There were a lot of Garrisons in that class or in that school, but... but yeah, I mean, this has always been something, a passion of yours, the history and the community mm-hmm. and everything. And of course, you know, being fueled by growing up in this community, generations of a farm family.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm not surprised that you did this because
uh-huh.
I know it's a passion that you've had, but what do the kids think about it?
The kids I talk to at
your kids,
my kids.
Yeah.
Well, they know how my projects go.
They're used to it, huh?
I have four grandchildren now, and I'm trying to turn one of them into a genealogist because my own kids run screaming whatever I say, genealogy. But no, they're interested.
Yeah.
And but they just know that's part of what I do is have projects, and then they go sort of nutso like this CD thing.
Kind of like my kids, yeah.
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 So, my mother graduated, or my mom and dad both graduated from Michigan Town, and
right.
also she was always so good to tell stories.
Oh yeah,
about her growing up,
mm-hmm.
and she went to Beard School.
Yep,
and so that really, really encouraged my interest in history.
Spent a lot of time in that kitchen eating cookies and hearing stories. A lot of time. So yeah,
that's right. If you lived across the road,
I did.
You knew my great grandma.
Yeah,
too.
Great grandma was a wonderful storyteller too. Yeah.
Yeah,
and the old cabin that was right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the original home place. Yeah.
Oh wow, I love all that.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So Rita, before we let you go. How do we buy this? Can we buy this book or what?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, you can. I've been depending on email,
mm-hmm.
and it is...
is it the one you send me, your Hotmail account?
Yes.
Okay, that's R-E-T-A-W-M, as in Mary, S@hotmail.com. I'll put that link up too at Clinton County Daily News. Thank you for bringing it in. I want to take a picture of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll take it here during the commercial break. So is that the best way to purchase a copy of this right now?
Yes,
okay.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
I also
have some copies on display at Booker's in Kirkland.
Okay.
The library in Kirkland, South Fork in Mulberry. The Vintage Cafe here in town, the Angry Donkey in Michigan Town. I have one on display at Wesley Manor and one at the Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome. Wow. That is. I'm trying to write all these down here. That's good. Yeah. So I will put a link here with this on Clinton County Daily News, so maybe we can get a few more sold for you.
Okay.
I know there will be interest.
I hope so.
I'm sure.
It is interesting to see, you know, just what evolved.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, thank you for coming in this morning, Rita.
Okay, thank
you.
Appreciate
thank
your you time. For having me.
Yeah, thanks for your interest and putting something together that we could all have for the future.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.